I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots of questions. Unfortunately, the answers are pretty scarce at this point. Doesn't mean we can't ask questions. And I think the more questions you ask of intelligent people, the better chance you will get. Even if there are no real definitive answers, you'll get some guidance. So now we bring in at least the most intelligent person I know. I love her. You know I love her. Former executive with the Raiders, my Topps teammate, an author, all-around outstanding woman. And I got to tell you, she has become a ninja with the GIF game on social media. From I Love Lucy. I mean, she has fun on social media. Talking about Amy Trask. Amy, how are you today, kiddo? What's going on?
BT, can I be mushy for just a moment?
Yeah, of course you can.
It is so nice to hear your voice on the phone. Of course, I can hear you on the radio and simulcast on TV, but to hear your voice in my earpiece is just filling my heart. It's wonderful to talk with you guys.
Oh, you're the best. Of course. I mean, we're all secluded, locked away. Now, you're a little different. You can at least stroll the beach. What do your days consist of? What are you doing on a daily? Before we get to the sports stuff, what are you doing to keep busy every day?
Well, a lot of radio and podcasts, a lot of Big Three conference calls, trying to get some of that beach fresh air at an appropriate social distance from others. And, all right, breaking news, I'm going to share it with you first.
Okay.
I'm going to start work on a kid's book.
You are? Okay.
I'm going to write a children's book. I promise there won't be any swearing in it.
You know, Tiki wrote a couple at Rondé. Right,
I know that.
Yeah,
no,
we did. Yeah, we did 3 picture books and then 9 chapter books. So 12
awesome.
In total. Yeah, it's very fulfilling, Amy. You will enjoy it. And you'll get a lot of different readers and fans from places you didn't think that they would come from.
That's great.
Well, that's terrific. And I, of course, am a big fan of your work.
Well, thank you, Amy. Appreciate you.
So Amy, go ahead, Tiki.
I was going to ask, you know, you don't know about the Raiders in Las Vegas. You do know about them in Oakland, but it feels like this new dance for the NFL is not going well. Obviously, the draft is going to be canceled, and this showcase of this new stadium and everything that was Las Vegas Raiders is not going to happen. What is Mark Davis thinking right now?
Well, this won't come as a surprise to BT because I have articulated this from the time the team announced its desire to go to Las Vegas. And let me just say right off the bat that right now, monetary concerns and when a stadium opens concerns and things of that pale in comparison to the concerns of the country and the world as a whole and all of us pulling through this together. But focusing only on the team's relocation to Las Vegas, and BT has heard me yakking about this for years, Las Vegas is synonymous with disposable income. And in an economic high time, there is plenty of money in Las Vegas. But I said from the time the team stated it wanted to move to Vegas that it might be a different circumstance in an economically rough time. Now, obviously, I didn't anticipate this kind of a time, but in down times, in non-boom economies, people don't have or choose not to spend disposable income. And it will be a very, very different proposition for the team in Las Vegas when there is no disposable income to spend than it would have been when we were at an economic high time.
And let me follow up with this, though, and very salient points. But how about this? I don't think the Raiders, unlike any other team, if they were opening a brand new stadium and this non-boom continues here, and sadly and frighteningly it might, the one bailout here is that because they're in Vegas, you know that all these casinos will suck up those tickets for comps. Now, there will be fewer people going to Las Vegas based on the disposable income. They don't want to risk gambling, obviously. But I don't think you'll see, you know, at any point, I don't think, ever independent, like, no matter how bad the economy is, like just a broad sea of empty seats in this new stadium, because the casinos won't let that happen. They'll buy them up and they'll give them to the VIP, customers.
Well, not only do I agree with what you said, you're spot on, because the information I have is that thousands and thousands of tickets have already been secured by the casinos for just that reason. Mm. But query whether, you know, they've secured the right to buy the seats. But what you might now see is prices are going to go down. Tickets won't be as expensive as, won't be priced as high as they would have been before an economic downturn. So your point is well stated, well taken. But I do still think the economic shift, so what might have been an X dollar ticket is now going to be 50% of X or some such thing. Yeah. But your point's well taken.
Okay, so that's Amy Trask. Amy, you did sit in all those meetings, all those years with all the titans and heavyweights and type A personalities across the NFL. Those meetings must have been incredible. What do you think would be agreed upon as an absolute worst case, we can do this even if we don't want to do this, start date to the season, if God forbid it gets that dire?
Well, I think it can be a shortened season, and we saw that in a past, you know, many, many years ago when there was a labor disruption and the season was truncated. Whether or not the league would be willing to go, if need be, with an 8-week season or a 10-week season, hard to imagine it would do anything less than 50% of a regular, normal season. But look, every business, every individual, we're all going to have to be flexible. And those things that we thought were cast in stone, well, guess what? We're all going to need to rethink them. And I'm sure the desire is to have some games, even if all games can't be hosted.
Yeah, and what about the draft, Amy? You know, we're starting to hear some GMs recommend that it be delayed and pushed back because they haven't had ample time to, you know, really process any of these players. You know, you obviously they have tape and scouts have looked at them for years, but you know, this in-person pro workouts, all these things are all canceled right now. What should the NFL do here? Keep it as normal, or should they acquiesce to some of these requests or I guess suggestions from front offices in the NFL?
Well, what I'm about to say to you, I said all my years, all my decades in the league, pinky oath, I have not simply adopted this viewpoint since leaving the NFL. I had it all through the NFL. It's not as hard to do many of the things that people claim are so hard. In other words, often there's a mentality of, and I've shared this expression before, people walk around, coaches, football personnel, scouts, and the quote I heard over and over and over again is, you just don't understand how hard it is. No, it's not that hard. You're drafting football players, and I don't want to minimize that. But when we want to talk about things that are hard right now, talk about being a physician. Talk about being on the front lines. Talk about being someone who's sacrificing their safety to help others. This is a draft. We live in a day and age where there's Zoom and there's FaceTime and there's Skype and there's email and there's all of these things that can help you draft players. I simply do not agree with the you don't understand how hard it is. As long as all teams are on equal footing, and Roger made that happen when he announced all facilities are now shut down, not simply the ones in states where there are shelter-in-place orders. If all facilities are shut down and every single team is on equal footing, you can get it done if you choose to get it done.
But don't you think that there's a higher likelihood of misses because they haven't had in-person time with them?
I'll tell you what would be fun is to look at the data. If the draft is held this year, let's look in 5 years and see if there were more misses than usual. I mean, look at all the men who are in the Hall of Fame who went undrafted. The draft isn't a science. It's a crapshoot. Now,
yeah, but it does change some kids' lives, Amy. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course it does. Of course it does. And I'm looking at it from the team perspective right now, which is if you think you're not going to draft as well as you would, find other ways to do things with these kids. Zoom with them, Skype with them, I'll be Bill Belichick for a minute, snap face with them. I'm simply saying the technology exists that if there is going to be a draft, I think there can be.
Amy, let me
by
ask.
By the way, one thing, if there isn't a draft, you know, I think all of these kids should be allowed eligibility to go back into school if they have eligibility to remaining, if you want to extend their eligibility. In other words, the people who pay the price if there's not a draft should not be the athletes.
No, there has to be a draft. Sam Darnold needs some weapons. I can't watch another football season like this without Sam's got to throw to somebody. So we're talking to Amy Trask, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, and an author. Obviously, she just told us now that some children's books are in play. That's outstanding. Big part of the Big Three, one of the big titans on there, and I'm looking forward to the Big Three coming up, hopefully, at some point this summer. Former exec with the Raiders. I mean, just an incredible cross-section of experiences with what is a platinum resume. Let me ask you this. If Al Davis was still alive, I think, but you would know, that Jameis Winston may already be on the Raiders. Is that an erroneous take, or what would Al have done with the quarterback situation this offseason?
Absolutely not an outlandish take. And actually, a few of us were discussing that recently. I think it's a very reasonable take. Do I know that he would have done it? Of course not. It would have depended on available options. I think he absolutely would have looked at Jameis and said, I know what your talents are. I know what you're capable of. I know what the problems have been. Let's see if we can fix them. Another guy I think he might be interested in would be Cam Newton.
Yeah, you still believe in Cam. You like Cam a lot more than me and Fletch and even Adam Schein do on the show.
What do you think
stuck up for him all year.
What do you think happens to these two, Amy? Because they're in difficult spots. And obviously it was unprecedented with the free agents at quarterback this year. Veterans who had significant playing time, and Cam won an MVP. It's odd. Like, what happens with either one of him or Jameis?
They are in difficult spots. You're absolutely right. And Cam in particular, because even though he had an exit physical performed at an offsite location by the Panthers, as you well know, exit physicals are a whole lot different than physicals that a team gives when wanting to sign a free agent, particularly to a large contract. So Cam has some challenges in that regard that Jameis does not, or Jameis's aren't as extensive. And you're right, there was a glut of quarterbacks this year available through free agency and through trade. My hope for Cam, and BT has heard me beating this drum all year long. And we had some terrific interactions with it on that other pregame show.
Yep.
Cam had a substantial shoulder injury in 2018. He could barely throw the ball 30 yards. Last year he had a Liz Frank injury, and I know from my experience with the Raiders and a player who had it, it's a substantial injury. A healthy Cam, and that is what I hope he will be, can do very exciting things. I'd love to see him teamed up with Bill Belichick.
Oh, man. You know, I think you have the perfect mind to run this through here, because I'm trying to get an answer, and I don't really know that you can fully quantify it, but your guess will be a lot better than mine. Quickly on the Bengals. So we all know they're going to take Joe Burrow, but if they ever deviated from that, you know, there's a hell of a hole to be gained in a trade, trading out of that spot so somebody could leap in and take either Tua at one or maybe Joe Burrow. Is there a way to quantify, because he's from Ohio, playing for the hometown team, if the talents are close, would the infusion of additional interest in cash, meaning people in the seats that want to support Joe because he's from Ohio, is that worth holding on to him if you think somebody is marginally better? Marginally.
For some teams, the answer to that is absolutely, positively yes. There are teams that will absolutely factor that in. It's a phenomenal point, BT, because if you can look at the difference between what you can do with him, without him on the field, but then you factor in ticket sales, sponsorship deals, suite sales, media deals, that matters a lot to some teams. Not as much to others.
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer how much that will matter to the Bengals, but I can tell you absolutely positively, yes, teams will factor that in.
But don't you think, because Mike, maybe this is not the right way to frame it, but you know, historically, he's always been positioned as just cheap. So if anybody would latch on to that, you would think that it would be a team like the Bengals, maybe more than others, right?
You could look at it that way, absolutely, or you could look at it the other way, which is, yikes, I don't want to pay a quarterback that high. I'd rather trade down and have a bunch of lower round picks.
That's true.
That cuts both ways.
All right. Teek, did you have one more? No, buddy.
No, we're good, man.
Okay. So listen,
guys,
I don't need... Go ahead, Aim. Go ahead.
So much fun joining you. I am such fans of your show and of your work, and you have made my day. Thank you.
I don't know. Thank you. I don't know if I'm going to get to see you, though, in late August. We have our annual late April. We have our annual Tops draft preview show, but I don't know if we're going to be in studio for that. So
I'm hoping they'll at least, you know, maybe we could do it with cameras in our home. But oh, do you hear me, CBS? If we're doing that, I got to have some makeup on, or I got to just wear a baseball cap and glasses, okay?
We'll send Allie for you, and you can put the baseball cap on, too, for the second half of the show. We got you, kiddo. We're not going to leave you hanging. You know that.
I know that. I know that. You guys are phenomenal.
Thank you, Aim. Great talking to you, and best of luck with the children's books. Really, really cool concept. Awesome.
Thanks, BT.
You got it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.